7. Once again, we'll see these three tribes illustrated, and we'll find that Isaiah 11 is full of information that comes directly from the story of Gideon. And we'll look at a part of this passage from Isaiah 11 here, but know that in a further study in this series, we're going to take this up more in depth. This is Isaiah 11, verses 11 through 16. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people. Now, in our last series that we did, called The Overflowing Scourge, you may or may not have heard that series. One of the points that we established in that is that Isaiah 10:1, where it talks about those that make an unrighteous decree, that Sister White defines and identifies that unrighteous decree in Isaiah 10:1 as the Sunday law of Bible prophecy. And Isaiah 10:1 begins, and it just keeps on moving through Isaiah 11 and Isaiah 12. We're in the midst of this same vision. So where we started here, where it says, it shall come to pass in that day, it's talking about the time period of the Sunday law. And the time period of the Sunday law is the time period of the loud cry, the latter rain. And it says during that time period, what we just seen was that the Lord was going to set his hand, not the hand of Midian, his hand, he's going to recover the remnant of his people, continuing on, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. This is the final gathering of people into the truth, continuing on. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And just briefly here, further study, we're going to identify that this ensign is God's people at the end of the world, and it is also the Sabbath. Both of these are the issues that he's going to raise up at the end. Continuing on, the envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Now, if you don't understand the story of Gideon, you're not going to necessarily understand this envy of Ephraim, because the envy of Ephraim is identified in the story of Gideon, and we'll look at that later. But they shall fly, and this is speaking about God's people, the ensign, the remnant of his people. They shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab and the children of Ammon